It always seems like it's easy for us to hold a grudge against someone. You know, maybe someone says something hurtful to us, they insult us, or they attack us in anger, and we hold a grudge against them. Maybe they cheated us, or they lied to us, and we hold a grudge against them because of that. Worse yet, maybe they gossiped about us. And, you know, I'm thinking of this image from Norman Rockwell where it's all the different people and you see the chain of the gossip going along, and the first person, the last person are the same person. The person who started the gossip chain or being confronted by the person she was gossiping about. You know, maybe that happened to us and we hold a grudge against the person who started the gossip about us. Regardless of why the grudge is started, it's easy for us to hold that grudge, but it always seems hard for us to let it go. As the book of Sirach says today in our first reading, wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. We want to hold on to our grudges. We want to hug them tight, in the words of Sirach. But as Christians, we are called to let go of those grudges. St. Paul tells us, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. We are called to live as Christ did, serving others, not ourselves. Christ served us to the fullness of his life, to give his life. He didn't serve himself. The problem with grudges are they draw us inward. They make us selfish so that we're living for ourselves. We're serving ourselves. To challenge us, Sirach says, forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Now, this should sound very familiar to us as Catholics, as hopefully on a daily basis, we're praying the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. And of course, our Lord echoed in his prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. What our Lord is saying and what Sirach is saying is we must forgive if we wish to be forgiven. If we hold a grudge, how can we expect forgiveness of our sins? If we hold on to that grudge, how can we expect to be forgiven of our trespasses? That's the message of the parable of the two servants. We see the first servant who received the great forgiveness from the king of the great debt, but he was unwilling to forgive the second servant who owed him a much smaller debt. And because he was unwilling to forgive, this first servant lost the forgiveness from the king. If we want to receive forgiveness from God, we must be willing to forgive others and not be like that first servant. Of course, the question always comes up whenever we talk about forgiveness. Well, how often do I have to forgive? Is there some time, you know, point where I can stop forgiving someone because they kept hurting me? You know, St. Peter thinks he's being generous. As much as seven times, Lord? He thinks he's being really generous. And of course, our Lord says to go much further beyond that. In fact, what our Lord is saying is that we need to extend our generosity to forgive far beyond human justice. Human justice would count the number of times that we've forgiven. We would have a little book, a little notebook, and say, well, I've forgiven this person so many times, and now I've hit the limit. I'm not going to forgive them anymore. That's human justice. God's justice does not count the number of times that we forgive. Instead, in God's justice, we must forgive always, without exception. No exceptions. None at all. Now, we might say, but I don't feel like I can forgive someone. You know, you might have said that, or you might have heard someone say that. I don't feel like I can forgive that person. They hurt me too deeply. You know, we need to realize that forgiveness is not merely an emotional state. We don't feel like we're going to forgive someone. Instead, forgiveness is a firm decision of will. We say we're going to forgive someone, and we stand by it. We make a decision and we stand by that decision. Now, this isn't to say that our emotions are going to go away, the emotions that we have towards this person. We may still be upset. We may still be disappointed, angry, frustrated with this person, whatever it might be. They may even have lost our trust. That doesn't mean that we can't forgive them. We must forgive them anyways, regardless of how we feel. Now, some might say, well, the forgiveness should come after the emotions have kind of healed. And no. In my opinion, forgiveness must be the first step to any emotional healing, not the last. I think we make a mistake if we try to make it the last. If you make forgiveness later after you've emotionally healed, so to speak, you give yourself an excuse to hang on to those emotions. You hold on to them. You can nurture them. And forgiveness may never come at that point. But if we forgive them right away, before we even worry about our emotional state. Eventually, those emotions seem a little bit foolish. Well, why am I still upset with this person? I forgave them months ago. We realize that these emotions no longer are relevant, but we need to let them go, just as we let go whatever insult or whatever caused us to bring forgiveness to them. You know, our Lord does challenge us to forgive always, and I hope we will seek God's forgiveness as we forgive those who trespass against us.